Don't waste the rest of your time here worrying about other people. It will keep you from doing anything useful. You'll be too preoccupied with what so-and-so is doing and why and what they're saying and what they're thinking and what they're up to and all the other things that throw you off and keep you from focusing on your own mind. What is it that you see? Your view of anything is unique. Although many people will share a similar perspective to yours at times, your uniqueness also means your observations will inevitably be very different from some other views. That's just a part of life. This is something I often think about when it comes to the famous painter, Bob Ross. I've always loved watching his show. There's something about the mood he creates, his demeanor, and his nonstop energy for encouragement. "The secret to doing anything," he said once, "is believing that you can do it. Anything that you believe you can do strong enough, you can do. Anything. As long as you believe." There are some circles which consider themselves high art, who perhaps turn their nose at his works. And to be honest, what he produces isn't necessarily my interest either, and that's okay. Whether it's me or you or a museum, everybody likes what they like, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I do think comparisons can get us into trouble quite often. The works that people produce and the way they go about it can be equally inspiring, or maybe one of them can be inspiring and the other less so, or very complicated. For example, I don't know that much about Mark Rothko, or James Turrell, or Adolf Gottlieb, but I love their works. With Bob Ross, I'm not necessarily inspired by his finished works, but his instruction and the way he talks to you through the camera, and even the works he's painting while he does them, is endlessly fascinating and absolutely inspiring. Was that his true great work? The way that he encouraged people to paint or to do what they love? This new documentary on Netflix, Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed, reveals some unfortunate things which I didn't know and of which I will not disclose much here. You'll just have to watch it. But what I will say is that, regardless of any greed or unfairness which Bob Ross and his family have experienced at the hands of the Kowalskis, can never take away what he did and what his work continues to do. What Bob Ross achieved, how he talked to us, and how he made us feel, is his great work of art. And there's no amount of capital gained by anyone who can take that away. Not in the past, not today, and certainly not tomorrow. One important thing I personally experienced and came to realize through his work and his show, and perhaps this could be considered for anything we approach, is that I learned to appreciate my own unique perspective. It doesn't matter what other people think or what other people do. The important thing to remember is that nobody can take that uniqueness away from each of us without our permission. It never ceases to amaze me. We all love ourselves more than other people, but care more about their opinion than our own. And so, I'll ask you again. What is it that you see?